I wouldn't go so far as to say you owe everything you have to me, but...
David felt anger blaze.
What makes you think I wanted your help?
Bobby said,
Where's your mother now?
David tried to calm down.
She died. Cancer. It could have been easier for her. We couldn't afford... She wouldn't let me help her,
Hiram said. Even at the end, she pushed me away.
David said, What do you expect? You took everything she had from her.
Hiram shook his head.
She took something more important from me. You.
And so, Bobby said coldly, you focused your ambition on me.
Hiram shrugged.
What can I say? Bobby, I gave you everything. Everything I'd have given both of you. I prepared you as best I could.
Prepared?
David laughed, bemused.
What kind of word is that?
Hiram thumped the table.
If Joe Kennedy can do it, why not Hiram Patterson? Don't you see, boys? There's no limit to what we can achieve if we work together.
You're talking about politics.
David eyed Bobby's sleek, puzzled face.
Is that what you intend for Bobby? Perhaps the presidency itself?
He laughed.
You are exactly as I imagined you, Father.
And how's that?
Arrogant. Manipulative.
Hiram was growing angry.
And you are just as I expected, as pompous and pious as your mother.
Bobby was staring at his father, bemused. David stood.
Perhaps we have said enough.
Hiram's anger dissipated immediately.
No. Wait, I'm sorry. You're right, I didn't drag you all the way over here to fight with you. Sit down and hear me out. Please.
David remained on his feet.
What do you want of me?
Hiram sat back and studied him.
I want you to build a bigger wormhole for me.
How much bigger?
Hiram took a breath.
Big enough to look through. There was a long silence.
David sat down, shaking his head.
Oh, that's impossible, I know. But let me tell you anyhow.
Hiram got up and walked around the cluttered cafeteria, gesturing as he talked, animated, excited.
Suppose I could immediately open up a wormhole from my newsroom in Seattle direct to this story event in Cairo. And suppose that wormhole was wide enough to transmit pictures from the event. I could feed images from anywhere in the world straight into the network with virtually no delay, right? Think about it. I could fire my stringers and remote crews, reducing my costs to a fraction. I could even set up some kind of automated search facility, continually keeping watch through short-lived wormholes, waiting for the next story to break, wherever and whenever. There's really no limit.
Bobby smiled weakly.
Dad, they'd never scoop you again.
Bloody right!
Hiram turned to David.
That's the dream. Now, tell me why it's impossible.
David frowned.
It's hard to know where to start. Right now you can establish metastable data pipes between two fixed points. That's a considerable achievement in itself, but you need a massive piece of machinery at each end to anchor each wormhole mouth, correct? Now you want to open up a stable wormhole mouth at the remote end, at your news story's location, without the benefit of any kind of anchor.
Correct.
Well, that's the first thing that's impossible, as I'm sure your technical people have been telling you.
So they have? What else?
You want to use these wormholes to transmit visible light photons. Now, quantum foam wormholes come in at a Planck-Wheeler length, which is 10 to minus 35 meters. You've managed to expand them up through 20 orders of magnitude to make them big enough to pass gamma-ray photons. Very high frequency, very short wavelength.
Yeah, we use the gamma rays to carry digitized data streams, which...
But the wavelength of your gamma rays is around a million times smaller than visible light wavelengths. The mouths of your second-generation wormholes would have to be around a micron across, at least.
David eyed his father.
I take it you've had your engineers trying to achieve exactly that, and it doesn't work.
Hiram sighed.
We've actually managed to pump in enough Casimir energy to rip open wormholes that wide, but you get some kind of feedback effect which causes the damn things to collapse.